أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. إن الحمد لله نستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أفضل الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Dear brothers and sisters, a lot of people go through life without really understanding what life is all about. And I'm sure that we've all had discussions with people who have no faith, or atheists, or even people who have some faith, who keep wondering, what's life is all about? Why is this happening? Is God so unfair if you claim that there is a God? Why is there so much wars? Why do people die? Why do I have to go through life and work hard and then I die and leave everything behind? So what is it all about? Is it worth it? Loads and loads of questions which I'm sure everybody's come across, and I'm sure some of us have also even still don't find the answers for. Now, within a short time, I would not be able to explain everything, but I'd like to introduce some concepts which a believer should have, which would help to look at life, and understand what it's really all about. Now, every one of us has got plans. Everybody's got plans in life. Everybody's planning for a future, for a business, for marriage, for children, education, whatever it is. Everybody's got plans in life, but plans don't always work. And this is because, although each and every one of us has got his own plans, Allah has got a plan for each and every one of us. Now, if our plans coincide with Allah's plans, then they will happen. But if Allah's plans are different, no matter how much you plan or do, it will not happen. Because whatever happens on earth is only what Allah wants to happen. And it's important, this is the first concept I want to introduce. Allah has got a plan for each and every one of us. And we'll probably come back to that later on, just to discuss a bit further. Now, we need to understand one concept which appears to be a bit dry, and I'm sure you've heard many people say it. Why has God created us? And Allah answers in the Quran and said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا يَعْبُدُونَ. I have only created humans and jinn to worship me. And of course, the meaning of worship is quite a wide meaning, but this is why Allah has primarily created all His creations. So without going into details and without making it appear a bit harsh, does this mean that I just need to be praying all day long, fasting all day long? No, this is not the concept. This is not the idea. Ibadah has got a much bigger concept. Now, the second concept I want to introduce is a word that Ali ibn Abi Talib said, which is quite interesting. He said, people are actually asleep, or people actually sleeping, and when they die, they wake up. And that's a very interesting concept. Let's just ponder about this for a minute. Now, I'm sure each and every one of us has dreams. While you're sleeping at night, you have dreams. You live your dream. It is a very vivid dream. Whether it's a good dream or a bad dream, whether you're feeling happy, you're somewhere doing something nice, or you're being chased by somebody, or you're frightened. And I'm sure a lot of us, and each and every one of us, has woken up one day feeling your heart pounding. Because when you're sleeping, whatever we see in our dreams is real. It's real for us while we're asleep. However, once we wake up, whatever was in the dream is no more. And in a way, this is what life is about. Because one day, we shall wake up. One day, each and every one of us is going to die. And when we die, we wake up. We all of a sudden see what the real truth is. And all of a sudden, whatever was happening in life looks and feels like a dream, just like the dreams that we dream every night. Allah tells us in the Quran, Allah yatawaffa al-anfusu hina mawtiha, wallati lam tamut fi manamiha. Allah takes away the souls of those who have their times have come to die. And those whose times have not come to die yet, Allah still takes the souls at night and then gives it back. And this is how we wake up. فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَضَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتِ وَيُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. So every night we experience this. Every night we have a mini experience of death. Because while we're asleep, Allah takes our soul away. And if we're not meant to die yet, He gives it back to us. One of these times, He will take the soul away and it's not going to be given back to us. This is how it really is. Allah tells us that in the Quran. So if we start looking at life as such, if we start actually feeling this, you know, you go to sleep at night, you have a dream, whether it's a good dream or a bad dream, and you wake up. Doesn't really matter what the dream was. You live a life. You live your life. Whether it's a good life or a bad life, doesn't really matter. Because one day you're going to wake up. And when you wake up, life is just going to be a memory, just like the dream that we have every night. So it's very important to introduce then the third concept, which is to be continuously aware of the hereafter, continuously aware of Yawm al-Qiyamah, continuously aware that we are here only on a temporary basis. We're going to be moving on to the real place, to the real life. Because Allah tells us that this is not the real life. The real life is the life that comes in the hereafter. And I just want to bring to your attention some of the ayat in the Quran which are quite interesting. In Surah Sad, Allah says, وَذْكُرْ عِبَادَنَا إِبْرَهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبُ أُولِي الْأَيْدِي وَالْأَبْصَارِ. And mention in the book our messengers Ibrahim and Ishaq, Isaac and Yaqub, Jacob, أُولِي الْأَيْدِي وَالْأَبْصَارِ, who were given a lot of strength. Inna akhlasnahum bi khalisa. We have given them something very special. One thing very special. What is it that Allah has given these special messengers? Bi khalisatan dhikra ad-dar. He had given them a big present. He has made them dhikra ad-dar is the memory of the hereafter. They were continuously aware of the hereafter. They were continuously aware that they are only living on earth only temporarily. They were continuously aware of the concept of moving on. So it is a present from Allah. He gives it to whoever He chooses to, but whoever has not been given this from Allah can develop it. We can develop this continuous sensation that we are going to move on. Another ayah in the Quran where He says, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضُ ذَلُولًا. He has made the earth easy for you to move on. فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ. So walk around and work and eat and earn and do things. وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. And to Him you shall return. So again the same concept. Live your life, enjoy your life, work, do whatever. وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. Why does it إِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ come here? Why does He remind us that you're going to return? Because whatever you do in life, do not transgress. Because be always aware that we are going to return to Allah. Another very interesting part of this ayah is it says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضُ ذَلُولًا فَمْشُوا. Walk. He did not say run. When Allah talks about good deeds, it says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ. Hasten to do things quickly when it comes to good deeds. But when it comes to working in earth, working, earning, living, it says, فَمْشُوا. Don't panic, because Allah is going to give you a risk. Don't panic. Just live your life. Enjoy your life. And remember, وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. And remember that whatever one you're doing, remember that whatever you're doing, you're going to leave it behind you. Even if you gather all the wealth in the world, even if you make yourself very strong, you make yourself very pretty, whatever, all this is only temporary because you're going to leave it and go. And that's why they say, من أراد موعدة, whoever wants something to remind him, فالموت يكفيه. Remembering death is enough. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم therefore teaches us. He says, اطلبوا الحوائج بعزة الأنفس. When you ask for something, when you ask for your risk, when you work, when you want to earn money, make sure you keep your dignity. فَإِنَّ الْأُمُورَ تَجْرِي بِمَقَادِيرٍ. Because whatever you will earn, whatever you will be given, is what Allah has subscribed for you. So don't humiliate yourself. Don't panic. Don't worry. Just take life as it comes. Try your best. But keep your dignity. Allah also tells us in the Quran, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. The life of this world is but the provisions of deception. Right? So, this is the concept I want to introduce. This doesn't mean that we need to be depressed. Doesn't mean that we need to think, oh, I'm going to die, so I won't work. It's the other way around. It means that I should enjoy my life, because I should not be worrying about anything. Allah promises that He is going to supply for us. Allah tells us that whatever happens, He is in control of it. Allah tells us that doesn't really matter what happens. Remember the example I gave. It's like you're asleep at night and you wake up. Once you wake up, it's just going to be a dream. All this life is just going to be a dream. So it's fine. Enjoy your dream while you're living. Try your best, but you must not experience any anxiety. And you must not experience any fear. And you must not experience any unhappiness. So these are some of the concepts that we need to remember. Finally, Allah tells us, "Inna ajal Allahi idha jaa la yuakhir." That the appointed time is fixed. Everybody has got an appointed time and place to depart. Everybody has got an appointed time from the day he is born, even before he or she are born. So we all will depart at an appointed time. There is no concept, it doesn't matter how old you are, because death comes at any time, whether you're young or old. So if you walk through life with this concept in mind, our response to everything in life, whether it's good or bad, whether it's, you know, whatever happens, we should measure it by gain or loss in the Akhirah. Whatever is happening, am I going to gain from it in the Akhirah, in the hereafter? Or is it going to cost me something in the hereafter? If we can introduce this concept to our life, if we can do everything in this life as an investment into the hereafter, then life gains a different dimension. Everything that happens in life then has a different taste. Allah tells us, مَا أَصَابَ مُنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّنْ قَبْلِ أَنَّ بَرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَعُ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُ بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. Everything that happens was written so that you do not become so sad when you suffer, when something afflicts you. And if you lose something, do not be too sad about it, and do not be too happy with whatever comes to you, because everything has been subscribed by God. And sometimes when we see things that we feel are actually a bad thing, they are not. They could be a good thing, because God has got a plan. So, because of the shortness of time, I will just very quickly remind you. We've introduced a few concepts. Concept one, Allah has got a plan for each and everyone. If something doesn't seem to be going on well for you, it's because it is not in Allah's plan. And Allah only wants what's best for each and every one of us. So don't panic. Don't get alarmed. Don't worry if anything happens. It's part of Allah's plan. The second thing is, remember that we are in a big dream. We're living a big dream. Remember that you have this experience every night. All what it is one of these times you're going to wake up and discover, oh, it wasn't a night's sleep. It was actually the end of my life. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله النعمة المهداة والرحمة المزداة والسراج المنير أما بعد. So as I said, we need to remember that whatever it is, Allah's plans will always override our plans. So if we can convince ourselves of this, we will always have satisfaction in life. And remember that our good is much better in the hereafter. Now, just to give you a quick example of what might appear to be horrible when it's actually a good thing. In Qissat al-Ifk, which we all know about, when they were spreading rumors about the Sayyida Aisha, Allah says in Surah An-Nur, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ عُصْبَةً مِّنْكُمْ. Those who have done the ifk, those who have been spreading the rumors, are a group of you. لَا تَحْسَبُوهُ شَرًّا. Do not think it's a bad thing. لَا تَحْسَبُوهُ شَرًّا لَكُمْ بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. It's a good thing. It's actually a good thing. As Sayyida Aisha, when the rumors spread, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not talking to her a lot. And she was very, very saddened. And her reputation was almost completely damaged in the Medina. And it could have been, it looked like it's complete destruction of her life. But then what happened? Allah proved her innocence in the Quran. And she said, I am the only woman on earth whose innocence and whose chastity has been documented in the Quran, and it will continue to be read as Quran until the end of time. So this is just an example of how things could look as if they are horrible, while in actual fact they are not. So I will end up with a hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which I'm sure a lot of you have heard before, but we just need to remind ourselves of it, and more importantly, to apply it to our lives. Prophet says, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. The state of a believer is amazing. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. إِذَا أَصَابَهُ سَرَّاءُ. Whenever good things happen to him, كَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. إِذَا أَصَابَهُ سَرَّاءُ. When good things happen, he will thank Allah. And when he thanks Allah, he gets rewarded for thanking Allah. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرْ. And if something, catastrophes or bad things afflict him, he experiences sabr. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And if he experiences sabr, it is a good thing for him as well, because we know in the Quran Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah loves those who experience sabr. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is with those who have sabr. Lots of ayat about the value of sabr. So if you think about it, if something afflicts you and you start experiencing and you start, you start actually doing sabr, it means that Allah is giving you a chance for a form of worship which He loves. Because what are you going to do sabr about? Are you going to do sabr about good times? No. You do sabr about hardship. So if something afflicts you, it is an opportunity to do this ibadah, this great ibadah of sabr. This great worship of sabr. So, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. It is amazing. Those who have iman go through their life moving between two goods. Either the good of good times in life, and they thank Allah and they get rewarded for thanking Allah, or having hard time in life and they practice sabr and they get rewarded and Allah loves them and Allah gives them and Allah is with them. So, if we can actually apply this to our life, if we can actually apply this to our life and remind ourselves of that, what sort of life we will live? It is actually going to be heaven on earth. And this is what some of the salihin, the people who were quite close to Allah, said, لَوْ عَلِمَ الْمُلُوكُ حَالَنَا. If the kings know what we are living in, they would fight us with it with swords, because they are in continuous happiness. They are in continuous state of peace. They actually have almost a piece of heaven while they are still on earth. And they are looking forward to the heaven after death. May Allah guide us all to be able to experience that in our lives. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أحييتنا، وارحمنا بترك ما لا يعنينا، وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا، وألزم قلوبنا حفظ كتابك كما علمتنا، واشرح به صدورنا، ونور به قلوبنا، وأطلق به ألسنتنا. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم. وأقم الصلاة يرحمك الله.